Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of December, recording at 8:02 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights in here today. Some pretty good performances in the Asian markets overall. Steady in Europe. And also, we've got Wall Street modestly higher on the day. So, if stock markets aren't exactly closing out the year with a bang, it's been a very good year for most. One more day to go, and they are closing out very, very firm. That bodes well for the early parts of the new year. Okay, I don't really see anything suggesting too much trouble in any of these markets. We've seen some indices lose momentum. That happens all the time, even within good overall upward trends. Nothing has gone down and stayed down, at least nothing of any consequence among the world's markets. And some still show some interesting catch-up potential. Look at Thailand. It's gradually been steadying after that consolidation of nearly 2 years, which isn't over yet. And that looks to me, excuse me, as if it could stage a bit of a catch-up run. You'll see those charts, all three of them from our library, posted in the comment of the day. And what else is going on here today? Bonds, quietly mixed, but they've been generally steady. Overall, I maintain limited upside potential. And today, interestingly, again, reasonably quiet currencies, but note the firming up of the Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, and a bit on the Canadian dollar. I didn't check that one today, so I'm just going to have a look very quickly. It's steadying up against the U.S. Canadian yield. I'd put it in the same category. So those resources currencies really firming up, and interest rate differentials are partial factor, at least with the Aussie and the Kiwi dollar, and with the Canadians, and also the Australian dollar, the terrific strength that we've seen in some of the mining shares recently has certainly helped. But among bigger drama in here today, well, was it the beginning of a little bit of a shakeout, or the shakeout that turned out to be the fakeout? Here, I had jammed up some of my stops, as you'll see from comment of the day, in precious metals, and got flipped out of the silver and also the platinum position. It's been quite a good run in silver, using the baby steps tactic to pick up some cheap silver contracts. About 40%, I think I mentioned, of what I had previously held, a little less than 40%. And then I let them out on the rally. And I'd be delighted to see a bit of a pullback, although I have no big short-term expectations here, except we'll probably see a bit of choppy action overall in what remains one of the better secular bull markets. And I certainly expect that to be the case next year as well. Gold, my stop was not triggered. It got mighty close to it, and I'm glad to still have that position, which is must be very close to 40% of what was my original stake that was stopped out last month as that correction started. Stopped out earlier this month as that correction started, and other action in here today. The oil sector continues firm in here. Now, crude gave up some of its gains, but it's still, this is the NYME crude, it's closed at 60.32. That's up 50 cents. And that's, again, it was Well, off the highs, though, it got up as high as 60.85, but it's a good steady technical action. It does lend credence to my view that we are seeing the oils bottom out down here, although I'm not expecting any runaway move on the upside. I think that would cause some production disruption. But the point is that a lot of people are talking about oil going down, and oil is steadying up in here. Look at the heating oil, or the beg your pardon, the gasoline contract that I posted in the comment of the day. Natural gas, however, is defying this trend and really remains quite soft in here. And I'm hoping this gets closed down 414 ticks. These are the official hours. We'll go into some after-hours trading quite soon. We're closed at 11:22 for the February contract. I'd be delighted to see this fall another dollar or so. Then I don't think I would be able to resist picking up either the possibly the second contract for a bit of a bounce. And I think that's really about it, folks. So have an excellent evening or morning or day, whatever your time zone is. All the best.